This first half hour on the first Friday of the month is usually one of the happiest, most frantic segments we do. First Friday Arts celebrates the rich arts scene in our region by fielding phone calls about arts events on stage, in concert halls, in galleries, and more. Alas, of course, the art scene is dormant because we're sheltering in place to slow the spread of the coronavirus. We still invited arts organizations to call in and tell us how they're coping and how they've changed their plans in the hopes of hosting events down the road. But we broaden the invitation this time. You have been forced to figure out how to entertain yourself in the absence of events outside your home. So give a call, 800-838-3760. Let's talk. Tell us what you're doing and how you're doing under our shared house arrest. And I do quote fingers for house arrest. We'll modify format a bit. You can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org as well. This is usually a phone segment, but emails are fine too at jx@jeffnet.org. It's okay if you've called or written recently. We just want to hear from you on this very quiet first Friday of April. So let's start off. We have Valerie from the Oregon Cabaret Theater calling in once again on this first Friday. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thanks for having me. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. It's I'll share with you first because you can relate to this as a person who sings and performs as much as anybody else. But on top of everything else, we just found out a few minutes ago, the guy who wrote Lean On Me, which is something we can use in these times, Bill Withers, or performed it, just died.
Oh, my goodness.
At the age of 81. So sorry to spring that on you, but I thought you could
No, that's all right.
Yeah. It's kind of the nature of the world at the moment, though, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Mm-hmm. We are, we are doing our best, of course, to cope, of course, having to be dark. I don't think that we have ever had to cancel a show in my tenure at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. So this is new territory for us,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
So where do you stand at this point? Because you'd be planning on opening the Spitfire Grill. Actually, you were going to open it yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, we would have opened it yesterday. So the cast was already here before all of this craziness happened. And rehearsing, we started rehearsals early on purpose because it's an actor-musician show, so the actors all play their own instruments. So we needed more rehearsal time. So they were all here, one from New York, three from California, two from New York and three from California, and the rest are local. So there's only seven cast members. So it's a small cast, thank goodness. And so we rehearsed the show. When all this started to happen, we kind of sped rehearsals up as fast as we could so that we could at least get the entire show blocked and ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to close Steel Magnolias early, so we had the technical crew kind of get the set for Spitfire Grill going and as up as fast as possible so that we could just have a show ready to go whenever we were allowed back in the building.
So it's essentially on the shelf, ready to roll out.
It is on the shelf, yeah. And mm-hmm. all the out-of-town actors are here and housed safely. In fact, two of them are from Los Angeles, live in my mother-in-law's apartment that is attached to my house. So we have quite a large quarantine crowd in my house, which is kind of fun because we get to play badminton in the backyard together. But we have a show ready to go. We also have looked into the rights of recording the show and allowing a private link mm-hmm. for ticket holders. So when, even if we can't open to an audience, when we can have seven or eight people in the building again together, we can record the show and then send it out to audience members who have tickets.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did send a clip along, and so you managed to record something. Explain what you guys did here.
Well, what we did was we made Carl Iverson, our musical director, and he's also in the show, made a click, what's called a click track.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a track that everybody kind of puts into their earphones and then records on their own iPhones.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's in their own separate places recording on their own. So it may sound a little bit off rhythmically because everyone's not together
mm-hmm.
Singing together, but Rick then took the files and pieced them all together. What our choreographer and assistant director, Lauren Blair, her husband works in the hospital. And so he and his colleagues were asking for a song from the show to kind of uplift them. So we took one of the songs called Come Alive Again, mm-hmm. and we rewrote some of the lyrics just specifically for healthcare workers.
Okay, we'll hear the whole clip you sent along. So here we go.
The nurses and doctors beside us tonight give their hearts to whatever they do. And the folks around this town see a huge sacrifice and the goodness that's coming from
That's the cast of the Spitfire Grill waiting to do their show at the Oregon Cabaret Theater on this modified edition of First Friday Arts. Valerie Rochelle is on the line with us right now. So who got to edit that together?
My husband, Rick Robinson, our managing director. So it's also going to go out as a YouTube video because they videoed themselves doing it. So.
Oh, good. I was hoping we could link to it. Okay, yeah. So you have it available.
Yeah, we'll be able to have a link to it soon. We'll probably publish that today or tomorrow. There's a couple things that people can do to help support us. Since we're not a not-for-profit, we don't have angels. We don't get donations. Mm-hmm. We have to work off a corporation. So the only way we can make money is through ticket sales. So it's really difficult for us at this time. If anyone has a ticket for a show that's canceled, we do ask that you either ask for a credit on your account for a show that will be upcoming. And that credit lasts all the way through the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. You have time to use it. Or instead of asking for a refund, you could donate that ticket money back to us if you are in that position to be able to do so. We also are selling, along with the Camelot Theater and CTP and some other theaters in town, the Theater Strong wristbands.
I saw that. Yeah, I got an email from Camelot the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Hauser reached out to us and the other theaters, and we all kind of bought these bracelets that say Theater Strong in the name of our theater on there, and we sell them on our website. And we will ship them to you. And it's to support the theater in this town, because we're going to stay alive. We are going to come alive again.
Okay. Is there any target date you have, like a tentative idea for when you can come back with Spitfire Grill? Because you got to order food and all the other things you have to do to run the cabaret.
Yes, we do. We are hoping that we can have non-essential businesses open back up again in a small sense, you know, offices, so that we could record.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that that happens by the end of the month. If not, we're going to wait it out. But right now we pushed opening date to May 1st, mm-hmm. which of course is always flexible. And we will keep pushing the date until we are allowed to open to an audience, even if it's small or half an audience, or we can only have 20 people, but we will do that.
All right. Well, I really appreciate the upbeat attitude and certainly the special version of Come Alive Again from the cast of Spitfire Grill, even though you wanted to record them on iPhones in different places. Credit to Carl Iverson. I worked with him once on a show at the Camelot years ago, and he's just brilliant. And Rick did a great job putting that together, too.
Well, thank you so much for all the time, Jeffrey. We appreciate it.
Sure, Valerie. Always good to talk to you. Valerie Rochelle at the the Oregon Cabaret Theater, which, of course, is waiting, hoping May 1st can be the date it opens Spitfire Grill. So this is obviously a very different version of First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm not even really calling it First Friday Arts because there really aren't arts events to talk about that you can do in person, but this is a chance not only to visit with arts organizations about their plans and what they're doing, but also to talk to you. What are you doing to keep yourself entertained when you can't go places and can't do the things you used to do to be able to enjoy the riches of our community? Join us on the Exchange with your personal story at 800-838-3760. That's 800-838-3760, or you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Another call here. We have Richard Herskowitz calling in from the Ashland Independent Film Festival, which obviously also has been forced to change its plans from the usual in-person film festival in April. Welcome, Richard.
Hi, Jeffrey.
How are you? I'm doing okay. So talk about what's happening, because the festival normally would have gone for, 9 days somewhere here in the month of April, and that's not happening.
5 days in April, and we had to postpone it, and we spent a year planning this. We even had our catalog all designed, ready to go. So this was, pretty devastating when all that planning seemed like it was going to come to nothing. So we started looking into alternatives and discovered a company called Film Festival Flicks that puts festivals online. We just spent about three intensive weeks basically reinventing our festival as a virtual festival, and just announced yesterday that we're going to resurrect ourselves as a virtual festival that's going to run from May 22nd to June 14th. And almost all of the films that were in the festival that I spent a year collecting with the help of, 20 plus screeners and programmers, and are going to be in it. I'm still amazed by what's happened over the last few weeks, that we've been able to really save the festival. And what's more, the festival will be available nationally. Most of the filmmakers are so grateful that the work will be presented, they've given us permission. About a quarter of the programs are restricted to Oregon mm-hmm. viewers, but about 75% of them available nationally.
Okay, I can't imagine what you guys had to go through, because right about the time you were in the home stretch for the planning for this year's festival was about the time that we were getting all the shelter-in-place orders and all the gatherings of people, particularly in tightly confined spaces like theaters where you're sitting right next to people you don't know all around you, had to pull out and figure out something else.
Yeah, we call it the pivot, and I thank Erica Thompson, who's our managing director. She made the connection with Film Festival Flicks, and we just threw ourselves into this, the whole staff, the board as well, and learned how to do this. And then, yes, for the last 2.5 weeks, I've negotiated with every one of the filmmakers, the different terms for including their festival. And what I'm going to be spending the next month doing, along with my programmers, is doing Q&As with each of those filmmakers. Most of them are going to be pre-recorded and come at the end of every film. Many of the filmmakers are also going to film introductions. We're going to try to reconstruct the festival experience as closely as we can. Even an opening night party and a closing night awards night is in the planning. And I have to say, Jeffrey, I'm stuck at home. This is fun.
Right. Fun. Okay. Well, that's great that you're really making the most of it. So the dates then are now May 22nd through June 14th. We're not talking about doing an in-person Ashland Independent Film Festival at all this year. So through Film Festival Flicks. Now, what do people have to do to be able to get signed up for this?
Okay. Well, one of the important things we tried to do was make sure our members and our sponsors got the value. That's really where a lot of the other staff members, Candace Turtle, Linnea Willem, Leah Halpert, and Erica, were working on reconstructing the member benefits, and we notified them all they're going to get twice as many films as they would have gotten for their membership festival online, for example. But basically, on April 30th, we're going to announce the program. The filmfestivalflicks.com site will go live. It'll be linked from our ashlandfilm.org site, and people will see the whole program. If they're members, they're going to get their notification about the festival pass that they're entitled to. That'll get them able to see our films, and then the full program of features that they have the option to either see for free or rent. Anyway, April 30th will be the day that we're going to unveil the program. I always do a preview night at SOU Music Recital Hall. I can't mm-hmm. do that this year, so right. I'm going to do a preview online. It'll be on the site. There'll be a video. People will be able to get introduced to the program. That'll be available starting April 30th.
Okay. We'll have a lot to talk about then when we have First Friday Arts in May, which we hope will also mark the beginning of things reopening again, but I don't want to rush things by any means. So thanks so much for calling in to let us know about what you're doing at the Ashland Independent Film Festival, again now May 22nd through June 14th as a virtual festival. Richard Herskowitz, nice pivot.
Thanks for watching.
All right, take care. So this is First Friday. It's not exactly First Friday Arts because there are no First Friday Arts events to go to around the region. If you have a story you want to share about how you've been passing the time and ways in which you have been keeping yourself amused, let us know. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. A couple of bits and pieces I can pull in here. Val in Medford, for example, wants to know about the Medford Library. I don't have an answer in hand, but Val points out that masks, shoe covers, distancing, limited hours, limiting number of people in building, all could be used. The library has a self-help checkout, so no desk help is needed. Please, need some books to read. So Val in Medford, looking for some books to read. Medford Library folks, I hope you're listening. They would like to get open again soon. We have another email here from Ashland Galleries talking about about sort of a virtual First Friday going on. So Art and Soul Gallery has, instead of a First Friday gala, I'm reading here now, we will host an online forum where Jeff Fennell will discuss the origins and methodology of his artwork, where his diverse interests spiral in a visionary kaleidoscope that results in exciting dynamic paintings and sculptures with profound presence. So that is at Art and Soul Gallery online at artandsoulgallery.com. Couldn't have made it easier than that. Hanson Howard Gallery has some stuff here in the Ashland Gallery Association as well, talking about people still creating beautiful artwork. You can see a lot of that online. I noticed from quite a few people who have done so and remarked about it on social media that you can take digital museum tours. There are 12 different museums so far that have virtual tours online. These are museums in the United States, some in Korea, Berlin, Florence, and more. There's a suggestion to host a Netflix viewing party, not in person, but you can sync video playbacks. You all can talk to each other while you're watching the same movie. One suggestion for keeping yourself amused is do some spring cleaning now. Well, that sounds fun and interesting, doesn't it? Not exactly in the artistic vein. So lots of stuff to do. We're all in this together. I did notice that Washington today extended its lockdown to the 4th of May. So there is quite a bit of time still ahead of us to be together apart, as the expression goes.